Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today, we're diving into the latest on lifetime ISAs, which have come under fire from an MP's committee. It seems they're raising some serious concerns about these tax-free savings products.
Morning, Alice. Yeah, I've been reading the report from the House of Commons Treasury Select Committee. They're questioning whether these lifetime ISAs are actually making people make worse financial decisions.
Exactly. The committee says that the dual purpose of lifetime ISAs is making the product complex and increasing the risk of consumers choosing unsuitable investment strategies. That's a big claim, right?
Absolutely. And it's not just the complexity, but also the potential misuse of government funds. The report is out today as the government is considering major reforms to the market to encourage more people to invest in equities and bonds.
Right, Dame Meg Hillier, the chair of the Treasury Committee, supports the original aims of the lifetime ISA. She wants to help first-time home buyers and those saving for retirement early on.
But she's also asking if it's the best way to spend £4.5 billion over several years to achieve those goals. That's a valid point, considering the product hasn't really changed since 2016.
George Osborne introduced the lifetime ISA back in 2016, right? It allowed people aged 18 to 40 to save up to £4,000 each tax year with a 25% bonus from the government until they hit 50.
And you could withdraw the money tax-free for a first-time home under £450,000, or when turning 60, or if the saver is terminally ill. But the numbers tell a different story.
HM Revenue and Customs data shows that 56,900 people used a lifetime ISA to purchase their first property in 2023-24. But almost 1.4 million accounts were open in April 2024.
And yet, only one in seven of all ISA providers have chosen to offer it. Charlie Nunn, the chief executive of Lloyds Banking Group, said the bank's reluctance is due to the complexity of the product.
He's worried about the complexity and conduct perspective. Plus, he argues there are better options for retirement savings.
The report points out that saving for a home and retirement are contrasting goals. Investing for different durations can increase risk because those saving for the long term, like retirees, might benefit more from higher risk investments like equities.
And that could leave people with a smaller pot in the future. It's a real concern that they might not be optimizing their retirement savings.
So, Alice, with all these issues, do you think the government should consider scrapping the lifetime ISA altogether?
It's a tough call, Lewis. On one hand, it's helping first-time home buyers. On the other, it's not the best option for retirement savings. Maybe a complete overhaul is needed to simplify it and ensure it's serving its intended purposes better.
I agree. It might be time to revisit the design and see if we can make it more user-friendly and better aligned with retirement goals.
That's a wrap for today's segment on lifetime ISAs. Join us tomorrow as we cover more business news. Until then, this is Alice and Lewis signing off from UK Business Morning.
Goodbye and have a great day.